And good morning, and welcome to the Tech Eagle on this lovely Thursday morning, wherever you find yourself throughout our beautiful country known as Namibia. I hope wherever you find yourself in the country is that you actually have seen a little bit of some good rain. Some areas have experienced a lot of rain or just too much in some senses. But always, guys, always take precautions and be safe wherever you find yourself, not just during the COVID-19 pandemic, but also just about the natural dangers that water and excess rainwater can cause. However, we're not here to talk about the weather, nor any other phenomena related to the weather itself. We are on the space of Tech Eagle, and on today's session, we're going to be taking a look in terms of the, we're still staying on the digital media discussion, however, because tech is mostly based about the digital world, the latest technology trends, as well as also the latest technology associated with those trends that come out. However, since we're still expanding on the digital media space and some of its influences, we have now moved on to the discussion wherein how artificial intelligence finds itself and plays its role within the digital media space. Yesterday, we took a look at the streaming versus conventional TV discussion, which is also a digital media discussion, because streaming services actually took away the various sort of like, if you can call it almost like a human behavior mannerism or human behavior element, they took that all away, wherein they just extend to you, number one, you gain access to the server or to their services through a subscription fee per month. Or number two, it's actually there for free. You can watch everyone else's content, that coming from professional entities through to amateur entities, through to those people who are just actually having a little bit of fun, you know, just sharing a little stuff, and also educational entities in the whole mix. And as mentioned, guys, there are major alternatives as opposed to Netflix, or just knowing about Netflix. The first one that is free to everyone is YouTube, and then you start going down from the others. It just depends on whether the service has actually been extended across the world, like what Netflix and YouTube does. So that was our digital discussion, or digital media discussion, for yesterday. We now shift over into the next phase of the digital media discussion, that being AI in the digital media space. So, AI, you'd go like, well, Dwight, how much further can you go with AI? Well, AI is not just about, you know, having a supercomputer somewhere that does complicated procedures or complicated computing exercises. No, it's also about AI learning about your behavior, how you interact with a web page, how you interact with a social media page, how you follow various trends. AI is all there in terms of observing. It, number one, collects. Number two, it observes. And number three, it starts suggesting to you. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just if you have a Google account, and you have YouTube, or you've accessed YouTube before, just look at what YouTube is subscribing to. You just have to watch one video or two in the same, that follows the same sort of like the same genre, same trend, same category of what you like. Then you'll see what they start suggesting to you. Now, in today's discussion, as mentioned, guys, we're taking a look at that digital media that is actually powered by artificial intelligence. Now, firstly, in terms of just, letting you know about the rules of engagement in terms of call, if you wish to call in and also share some of your, share a little bit of something to the discussion point on a daily basis, as is always the norm. Rules of engagement, we actually only start, taking phone calls from 11:30. So that's about 17 minutes from now. On that same space, do also let's try and keep it as short as possible. But if you have interesting stories to tell regarding, what you've seen, what you know, do so. Let's have a listen and you can come through. For those of you who don't have the landline, it is 0832-888-401. And continuing on with today's tech discussion here on the Tech Eagle on your number one talk radio station, we start off firstly with the social media aspect. Now, you have a digital media that is powered by AI, and then you've got artificial intelligence that is solely used for the social media aspect. Do not get me wrong, guys. Your YouTube account is a social media account. It is a social media account. You cannot recategorize it or take it away from social media and put it in a different type of digital space or digital media category. It is a social media account because you can interact with people on there. You can. You can generate content and you can view other people's content and you can talk to other people on that platform. You can. It's almost as similar to your Facebook account, but it's just something different. Now, in the social media space itself, just in the social media space. Now, AI in social media holds the potential to transform how a brand can market itself across a network. Now, remember, this still tags into the discussion regarding advertising, digital advertising, that I had back on this past Monday. Now, in that same vein, or in that same sort of like sphere of discussion, that forms part of the branding, the marketing, the communication strategy that any paid for sponsor or any paying sponsor, that being an advertiser, would sort of like utilize in order to get their message or in order to ensure that their message is as seen as far and as wide as possible. Now, AI forms one crucial sort of like role in the social media and in the digital space or in the digital media space. Firstly, you have to look at the various sort of like social networking sites that do exist. Firstly, you've got Facebook, you've got Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, there's WhatsApp, there's the Google platforms. You still also have the other platforms that somewhat seem smaller and somewhat seem a little bit fringy. I say fringy because they still haven't achieved the prominence, you know, as these first global brands that I've mentioned. However, AI on these social media platforms do the following sort of like roles. Firstly, they are used in terms of just gathering information, and then using that information for the advertisers in order to sort of like generate strategic or focused content towards specific audience groups. There's the social creation and the management aspect that these marketers have to look at in terms of the digital media space and how they utilize the AI in that digital media space. You've got the social media intelligence and social media listening. Now, what these two first elements indicate to you is that this is more where a marketer makes use of AI to sort of like understand, gain information, collect the information, and then try to see, you know, what this information represents about an audience, about a group of people. The next one is the social media advertising, because then the advertising strategy comes in after that. Then there's also the aspect of making use of influencers. You know, influencer is sort of like the last thing on the list that these advertising sort of like strategies will incorporate, because an influencer has their own following. Now, if we start off with the AI, or, you know, just with a basic understanding of artificial intelligence, you will get sort of like 10 different answers if you had to speak to sort of like a wide range of experts. However, one definition that you can get is that AI is the science of making machines smart. AI is the science of making a machine smart. Remember that, guys. This comes directly from a chief executive officer of the company DeepMind, which is an artificial intelligence startup that was bought by Google. The man's name is Demis Hassabis. Just remember that, Demis Hassabis, and he labeled it as AI as the science of making a machine smart. Now, this is where sort of like the advertisers will make use of machines that were taught specific, you know, aspects to, number one, either mimic human behavior, number two, collect information on human behavior, and number three, try to share that information with whoever is, you know, the person that will be interested in this information. Please understand, guys, I'm not yet bridging on the privacy discussion. Leave the privacy discussion about out of this, because the first thing you have to understand is the moment you opened up a Google account, the moment you open up a Twitter, a Facebook, any other social media account, or even account for that matter, you accepted the terms and conditions with regards to the user policy on that specific platform. If you're going to ask me, Dwight, what is the user policy? Just go to settings. You'll find it there. Just go to your account settings and stuff like that, or go to at the bottom of the webpage of any social media platform. You'll see that there'll be a link or a tab there somewhere linking you into that user policy. Now, moving from that, you technically said yes to Facebook, to Twitter, to WhatsApp, to Google, wherein they will be able to collect data. This data can be your sort of like your tendency, your search tendencies, what you always search for, the types of videos that you always watch, the type of content that you always engage in, the type of messages that you post, as well as the type of messages that you receive from other users, the type of, if there are like these sort of like short closed groups, what these groups, there's like these social, online social media groups, which are actually just, you know, evolved platforms of chat rooms, because it's basically a chat room. A WhatsApp group is also a chat room. It's a chat room. It's just an evolved form of a chat room. They observe what gets discussed in those chat rooms. They observe and they collect data on, you know, how frequently, meaning how often, how regularly do you post? What do you post? What are your interests? What do you like? That's why they always ask you, what are your interests in terms of when you generate a profile? What am I doing here? What am I doing there? That's one of the essential first initial things that these artificial intelligence machines observe. First, they will first scour your profile. Now, first things first, and I've also done it, we attach a photo. So that the other users can see what we look like. The story that you are told in terms of when you sign on for a social media platform is that a photo or a picture of you, you know, sort of like speaks or allows for more interaction with other users as opposed to when you don't have a photo of yourself, which does speak into another human psychology sort of like mannerism or, you know, or behavioral tendency, because people don't want to talk to someone online if there's no picture of the person to talk to. We're not saying put up a picture of Man United or a picture of Arsenal Football Club. The person still won't interact with you because you have this weird profile picture. But people want to see what you look like so that they know who they talk to if they haven't met you in person. No. Now, on the social media platforms, what they do is the moment you've put on that picture, the moment you've filled in the account details in order, let's say, for example, you're opening up a Facebook account, you filled in the account details, you put in your personal email address, because at one stage, there were very clever individuals that I've heard of, met, and also interacted with, and they used their work emails. You link your work email to your private social media account. First and foremost, guys, you should not do that. Let me stress this today, the 10th of February 2022. Never, ever, ever link your work email to your social media account. Never. Never do that. It's one of the first things that scammers love. Work information. They love it. You can say where you work, just don't link in a personal contact detail of yourself. Please do not do that. Ever, guys. Now, second on to that is, some of those people, you know, you would put in your email address when you fill out the profile details or the profile when establishing a profile, and what then the next step then after that happens. The moment the profile had been saved, the picture had been uploaded, your first uploads take place. The Facebook, it's known as what they call it is the Facebook bots or the robots. The Facebook bots or the Facebook robots, imagine them as sort of like these insects that run everywhere, like an ant that will walk everywhere. An ant walks everywhere. Now imagine a bot that does that in the digital space, in the matrix of the system, if we're now going to use movie references, in the matrix of the system. But you're in Facebook system, né? You're not out on the open web yet. It's just on that Facebook profile that you just created. So the Facebook bots will then begin looking at your picture, cross-referencing all the pictures that you start uploading. Let's say you start uploading event photos and stuff like that. That AI that controls those bots collects all the data, and then you just get categorized in terms of potential audience for advertisers to be sold on. Remember, for those of us who have social media accounts, we are a commodity for Facebook or for Twitter or for Google. A commodity is a natural resource. A natural resource that then gets sold to advertisers. Now, what has happened is, in the same sense, with Demis Hassabis from DeepMind, noting that it is the science of making machines smart. So these companies already did the first phase, meaning they already had artificial intelligence software programs and infrastructure set in place in order to learn about the people that make use of their platforms. Now, just to show you guys, and just to illustrate with you an example, you use AI every day, no matter where you work or what you do. You come in contact with AI on a daily basis, and you'll be surprised with how often. Your smartphone has dozens of native capabilities that are powered by an AI, such as voice assistance and real-time navigation. Your favorite services, these can be Amazon, Netflix, use an AI to offer product recommendations. And email clients like Gmail even use AI to automatically write parts of your emails for you. It's sometimes known as the predictive script prediction. They predict your sentences for you. So you just have to, if you see them fill out the rest of the sentence, you just hit enter. Now that is on, for example, let's say on a document processor even. It does happen. You then get many of these artificial intelligence instances are most impressive, most of them have impressive capabilities and are powered by machine learning. Yes. Now, a subset of artificial intelligence that enables the machine systems to make accurate predictions are based on large sets of data. So in order for them to have the predictive ability, that means they've got a massive database to pull from. A massive one. And remember, guys, remember this. Just sit with this notion. If you have to think how big a database has to be for an AI to have predictive abilities, in order, let's for example say when you're busy typing a document or an email, the AI can forecast, predict, or sort of like anticipate how your sentence will end. Yeah, they highlight the possible, end that you wish to reach. The moment you do that, firstly, you're entering data on the one end. The AI is then suggesting data on the other end. But if you choose an option contrary or, as opposite of what the AI is suggesting, the AI still learns from your original train of thought, meaning what you actually want to say instead of making use of the AI suggestion. So you are still feeding in data to that AI. On that matter, guys, the AI's ability to collect data, store up that data, and then continually make it available to advertisers to send focused, strategic, you can't say relevant because you don't know if it's relevant actually to your needs, but it will be focused advertising that you'll be receiving. If you're telling me, Dwight, but how do you see focused advertising? Dude, just open up your Gmail account. If you have a Gmail account, just open it up. You have three categories of your inbox. There is personal, then there is social, and then there is one for promotions. It's in promotions and in your social inbox. It's right there. They've got targeted advertising right there. They even ask you if you click on the little X next to that message saying, I don't want to see this message anymore, or you're closing the message because why am I seeing an advert in my personal email inbox? Gmail will ask you, please explain why you closed this message. So they ask that question to learn further about your preference. To learn further about your preference. You will sometimes see on Google advertising, for those of you guys, remember the very annoying ads, not the flash ads, and not the ads that had the flashing symbols and the flashing lights and the flashing graphics and animation that you sometimes find on versions of websites like 7 years, 8 years back. It was known as the annoying flash ads. So flash ads were based upon Adobe Flash. Adobe Flash was a little plugin or the little software ability or program that allowed most graphical illustrations. I'm talking about pictures, lighting, color, anything that you see on a website, on a web page, on a web browser that you open up. Flash or Adobe Flash was sort of like the foundation code that allowed most of those things to be seen on the World Wide Web, meaning on the internet. So then when Google's sort of like advertising machine started growing in steam and building up into this behemoth that it finds itself in today, they started throwing Google ads on, if you did a Google search, you would start seeing Google ads. Now, the thing that the Google ads had, there was a little thing somewhere on the Google ad where if you click the X, meaning the close the ad option, they used to ask you, why did you close the ad? Now, here's what a lot of people don't realize at that moment. Yes, you do have the ability to say, no, I don't want to see the ad. But here's the thing. You are making use of Google's services. You're making use of Facebook services. You're making use of, I know that Amazon and Alibaba use the same thing as well. They also have their own AI products, in their infrastructure established. So they will ask you, why did you close the ad? Why did you do this? Why did you do that? Now, the question there is, you have to understand you won't be able to sit with an absolute, meaning I won't be able to have like a absolute lot like function to say, I don't want to see any Google advertising. It's one of those clever things wherein the developers of Google are making it more increasingly difficult for you to switch off their advertising. They're making it increasingly difficult for you to do that. Now, just for you to remember, if you make use of someone's platform, they will always have sort of like the right, the inherent right, to show their advertising to you. You can't say no. You can close the ad, but the ad will be there tomorrow. The ad will be there tomorrow. I've closed so many of those ads in my Gmail account on the socials inbox category where the I mean, you can say no and you can click on the option when they ask you why did you close the ad, so you select your option, and then second onto that is you'll see the ad 3 days later. The same ad in the same space. And that's when you actually know that you can't do much with regards to that, because the AI that Google incorporates continuously learns about your behavior as a human. I mean, one of the worst examples that have been seen in terms of how an AI, you cannot say misconstrued, because an AI's job is to learn, is to collect, is to observe, is to study. And then there's two things. Either they use the same information to communicate further on, or they use the same information to just store. They just store it, categorize it, and then it's there for, let's say, the developers, the executives of Google or of Yahoo, of, well, not Yahoo, of Facebook, to then sell it on further for other, for advertising needs. That's the one thing. Now, the most extreme thing of what happened in terms of AI was when a little boy or young boy, a Palestinian boy, went and wrote on his social media account saying, you know, Salam Aleikum, which is their greeting, if you're Arabic speaking. And the AI that had been used, and remember guys, this is in Palestine. There's now a Palestine boy there in Palestine, in Israel. So you have to understand that the Israeli authorities and intelligence authorities are also making use of AI and monitoring software. So what those guys then saw when their software was running around on the internet space in Israel and in Palestine, they saw this little boy's greeting. I mean, he was like, what, 10, 11, or 9. All he did was just post. It was like greeting, saying good morning. And how they would say it is usually in that Salam Aleikum. And the unfortunate thing is the little boy was arrested because the AI misunderstood it as saying something very sinister, like, you know, a call to action for violence. That's what the AI did. So this young boy, unfortunately, the way he wrote it or posted it, because you can write it in Arabic, these Arabic keyboards in you know, that in the Arab world there in the Middle East. So if on social media, on your social media platforms, and even in your SMSing, your texting abilities, they've got that, you know, they've got those keyboards that can allow them to, you know, type in their home language. The downside was, unfortunately, this boy, you know, was somehow, you know, he was arrested because the Israeli authorities came and picked him up, arrested him, labeled him as a terrorist in the making, which is one of the downsides of artificial intelligence. The second downside to an artificial intelligence is the example of what happened last year, in terms of where a AI was allowed to observe, study, and sort of like collect data on a chat group or a chat room wherein people were talking. Now, what happened there was the AI observed the discussion. Yeah, the discussions. It observed the discussions. And it started posting, the AI posted, started posting very offensive messages on the same group. It started posting very offensive messages. All it was doing, it was allowed to observe the group, meaning the numbers or the people busy talking in the group, typing in the group, doing stuff, you know, and how they interact and stuff like that, whatever they post. The AI was looking at it, observing it, and then the AI went and started posting its own offensive things. And I mean offensive things, guys. So that has been one of the downsides. AI is also used, for example, in the continuous development of the self-driving cars that Google is invested in, that now the biggest car makers in the world have now sort of like jumped on the bandwagon. These include from Japan to Germany to France to the US. This has now gone into another sphere, because the discussion then stems in, do you actually, you the person, actually own the car? Is it in your property? Is it in your ownership? Do you know why I say that? Because the UK government, just at the beginning of this year, were looking at a policy. It's like one of their parliamentary bills. They were looking at a policy or a bill or a law or an act where they changed the ownership dynamic. So if an AI is driving your car for you and you're just sitting in the car, you don't own the car because you're not controlling the car. That means this then becomes a user license agreement because in essence, you would only be leasing the car from Nissan or from Honda or from Toyota or from VW, Mercedes, you name it. You can go through the names. Because the UK government was understanding in that sense, and so far they've been the only government I've seen that has highlighted this change. Because they say, if you as the human, the user, are not driving the car anymore, then that does not mean you own the car anymore. Then that actually means that you, you know, in terms of buying, going through a 4-year purchase agreement with your bank and whoever, that changes the whole dynamic. The vehicle financing dynamic. It changes that whole dynamic. Because if your car can drive by itself, then it means you do not own the car. Ownership is not then attached to you because you then just become a passenger. And a passenger usually does not own the car. Now, that's the one dimension of the AI aspect. Continuing on still. And it's, I've now given you sort of like the bad scope and also highlighted the good scope or, you know, the learning ability scope of AI in the digital media space. And digital media, guys, is everywhere. Even in your car, it's everywhere. Now, many of an AI's most impressive capabilities are powered by the machine learning ability that is incorporated in it. Firstly, a subset of artificial intelligence that allows the machine systems to make accurate predictions based on the large data sets of data that they have access to, meaning they've been collecting over a long period of time. Now, if you want to understand how AI and machine learning is different from traditional software and technology platforms, the smartest AI tools then also actually improve the accuracy of their predictions, meaning if they see that the prediction is not to the liking of the user, they increase their learning ability. They adapt. Sometimes it's just a split second. Now, in order for you to understand, guys, AI is code, or AI was started by humans, or someone. Someone began AI. But before we continue in our discussion, heading into the last sort of like 18 minutes of today's program, we'll quickly step into a short ad break. From that ad break, we'll come right back, heading into the last segment of today's program.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child, what does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Mm. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM,
the first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shelf life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-273622 or 0811-660707. This is a first for Namibia. Walenga Eggs, the great white.
To our valued listeners and all...
Now, getting back to the discussion and heading into our last 15-minute section here on the number one talk radio station, which is Eagle FM, and this being your Tech Eagle program for today, this lovely Thursday, We step in to sort of like the last or rounding off into the last segment of today's program, taking a look further at these artificial intelligence systems within the digital media space. So just to recap, where we left off before the ad break was we had the aspect of taking a look at the vast sort of like applications of a artificial intelligence, specifically on the social media platforms, because the social media platforms are actually the hubs that allow for that, that can be the like the playground for these artificial intelligence entities. I say entities because here's the thing: you can have Facebook, and Facebook runs its AI on its platform. Then Facebook's same AI can run wild on the World Wide Web, meaning the internet. So you have a Facebook account. And the action then after that is every time when you surf, like you do a Google search or stuff like that, Facebook will be tracking you even there. Now you'll ask me, Dwight, how do you know this? Well, there's a little very adorable function that the one web browser, Mozilla Firefox, which is free to download, free to use, the same like most web browsers are now these days, is they've got a very lovely little thing that it shows like a little gate. It looks like a little fence, sort of like icon at the top of your address bar where your URL of the website is would be if when you're busy surfing. And it's usually purple. Sometimes it's purple, but when I do surfing, specifically on my personal computer, it's purple. Now when it's purple, and you just hover your cursor above that little icon, it says, Mozilla says there, because Mozilla, it's, from what I read there, they have developed sort of like their own firewall capabilities to prevent Facebook bots from tracking you. Now, you can enable it and disable it. Enabling meaning it blocks those Facebook tracking bots from observing, studying, and collecting data about your surfing habits. And when you disable it, obviously you're giving free rein for these bots to track you everywhere you go, even on your banking platforms. When you do online banking, even there they will track you. So it's one of those things that even the developers of web browsers have begun to do. Now that is one noble sort of like approach. You then get like another instance where there is sort of like Mozilla itself has another feature, because just like Google Chrome, they have like an app store. They have their own app, you know, it's like an extension. It's also like an app store for your web browser specifically. And when you go into that app store, Mozilla had its like own in-house stuff. And there's one which says container or Firefox container or Mozilla container. And what this browser does, it's almost like a VPN of a very private network or a virtual private network approach. It sort of like contains you. It insulates you as someone surfing on the World Wide Web. It has that capability. The opposite is then also, if you really want to be exposed to an AI and bots, make use of Google Chrome. Make use of Google Chrome. Google Chrome is probably one of the biggest sort of like, one of the biggest sort of like offenders of tracking people through Google Chrome. Google Chrome has access to your whole PC. Google Chrome has access to your whole PC. Google Chrome is actually one of the most annoying web browsers in terms of when. If you just have a look at sort of like people's sentiments and their approaches and perspectives and perceptions on Google Chrome, Google Chrome came out as a very wow idea. The unfortunate thing is Google Chrome has become that one tool wherein Google actually lets loose their AI. They actually do that. Yes, guys, I know I might be sounding like a little doom prophet here, but it is the bare bones truth in terms of the tech discussion for today, because AI as mentioned at the beginning of the discussion, is everywhere on your day, wherever you use it. Wherever you use it. And it's one of those things, there are specific elements wherein the AI is allowed to sort of like collect data on your own usage or your usage or your way of, you know, conducting yourself on the digital space known as the internet. Now, just to sort of like put it for you in context, you've got various platforms. You've got social media platforms. Secondly, then you've got mobile telecommunications platforms that, and I'm just specifically staying on your mobile phone. So it's social media, telecommunications, mobile telecommunications platforms. And then secondly, the greater internet space out there. So it's three of them. Three of them. And, it has been one of the major sort of like legal battles that has been ongoing in Europe and in Ireland is the other country. I say Europe separately from Ireland, although Ireland is part of the EU, is that both these two sort of like sovereign entities have challenged Google specifically regarding user data. They've challenged Google specifically. The US government, at one stage, just before Donald Trump lost his elections in the U.S., that was now 2020, the U.S. government on the other end was doing the same thing. They were looking at Google, they were looking at Microsoft, and they were looking at Facebook. Facebook obviously changed its name to Meta last year, announcing the metaverse or their metaverse sort of like grand scheme plans or grand plans. And for you to think that there won't be any AI tracking you in that metaverse is another sort of like, I won't say fallacy, but is another sort of like a misconception that you will actually regret. Because remember, guys, the metaverse is a Facebook platform. That means you'll be at their mercy in terms of the information you'll be sharing, the daily interactions you'll be having, the various things you'll be looking at, observing, consuming, and even making use of. Doesn't matter if you design an avatar. Avatar creations have been in existence for the past 20 years in the gaming industry. It's nothing novel. It's nothing new. It's nothing that has a wow factor in it. It doesn't. There's nothing that Meta or that Meta can now try and sell you on to sort of like let you go like, wow, yay, look at this great idea. No, it's nothing new. For those of you who are gamers, it's nothing new. You know, there's no wow factor in it. It's for the people who are not the gamers, who actually love being on social media every day. And that's where the danger element comes in. Now, second onto that is, and just ending off in the last sort of like 7 minutes of today's program, remember, guys, in terms of social media and the greater internet space, most of the technology companies have now made use and incorporated machine learning infrastructure first. That machine learning infrastructure gets developed for their product or for their platforms. Second on to that is that same machine learning infrastructure then gets released. You don't know when it gets released. You don't know. It's just you will start seeing like on YouTube, very weird videos are suggested to you or videos that are not even in your own space of, you know, of the type of content that you like consuming gets suggested to you. I watch a lot of news on YouTube, and I also watch a lot of educational videos on YouTube as well, because it helps to keep your mind fresh, it helps to keep your skills, you know, up to date and fresh on there. And I suggest you also do the same, because it opens your mind to new possibilities of thinking and approaches. But here's the thing, while you're there for your own personal engagement, Google is busy studying you. Google is busy looking, like going like, hey, Dwight likes these kinds of videos, so let's start suggesting anything that looks the same in that same line. That is the one thing that happens. Unfortunately. If you're on Facebook, Facebook does another thing to you. Facebook on its own platforms, that being Instagram, that being WhatsApp. I don't know about WhatsApp so much. But I know in WhatsApp has become sort of like a very hot discussion in the past year and a half after the founder of WhatsApp had left last year, in the middle of last year, 2021, because he could not sort of like work with Mark Zuckerberg anymore. He couldn't. Mark Zuckerberg was looking for a way to compromise the one thing that made Facebook, that made WhatsApp so good and so dependable. WhatsApp's main aim was to provide a very sort of like dependable, very reliable, secure and safe encrypted platform. Facebook is not encrypted and Facebook is not safe. Let's stress that now. The same even for Google, any Google space. However, for WhatsApp, before WhatsApp was bought and taken over by Facebook, the option of encrypted or, you know, end-to-end encryption was that you send that message, and I've stressed this just on Tuesday's discussion here on Tech Eagle, you send a message, it gets encrypted. The person receiving your message gets is also encrypted in that same sense. When that person sends your message back, it gets encrypted again, and when you receive the message, it gets encrypted again. So it's end-to-end. Doesn't matter which way that the data flows, it gets encrypted on both ends. Now, what makes it difficult for AI and for machine learning abilities is they have to now work five times harder to sort of like work through the encryption level on one end. And then when they try to follow the message or the data package to the receiver of the message, they have to go and work five times harder again on the other end. Single encryption has been deemed by a lot of the sort of like software developers in the world as being not as reliable, specifically with relation to banking. Yes, guys, banking information. And AI does have that ability to sort of like steal data. Let's also understand it, guys, because it has happened before. People with very nefarious sort of like motivations will use AI to steal data. They won't steal money, not very easily, not quickly, and not very obviously. But the whole thing is stealing data. I'm not talking about your internet data. No, I'm not talking about your megabytes. I'm talking about the data that is essential in terms of selling it on or having it and knowing what to do with that data. As we reach into the last 3 minutes of today's program of the Tech Eagle, remember, this does not mean we stop here in terms of the digital media space. We will still be continuing on tomorrow because there's a plethora. Plethora just meaning a wide range of information about the artificial intelligence and its learning abilities. We will be continuing with this discussion heading in for tomorrow's program. Also, stay tuned as the brand conversation will come up next with my colleague Sally, bringing you that very in-depth discussion points that she always brings you on the air, as well as also, you know, just having you engage in terms of understanding branding, marketing concepts, branding concepts, and messaging concepts for that matter. Because essentially, brand conversation is all about how you communicate to an audience, to a market, to whoever you want to buy from you or that you need a call to action from. In that same space also, do remember, guys, that stay safe wherever you find yourself, because we still have the discussion point, not the discussion point, but the COVID-19 pandemic still in our midst. Please do take care wherever you find yourself. Second on to that is also wherever you find yourself with the current rainy season or rainy experience, be careful in terms of driving, especially on the rural roads, network systems. And also be careful in terms of, you know, just being aware of the volumes of water and rainfall that you'll experience. This has been the Tech Eagle here with me, Dwight, on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. Do remember, same time, same place tomorrow, coming in right after the Free Your Mind squad and team. And also just segmented just before the brand conversation, which builds up to the On The Radar a daily news bulletin program. For that matter, stay tuned. This has been a blast. You're within the company with me, Dwight, on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. And this was Tech Eagle.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position, mm-hmm. to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dump.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM,
the first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6 and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shelf life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-27-3622 or 0811-66-0707. This is a first for Namibia. Walenga Eggs. The Great White.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
And a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. This is Sally J on the Brand Conversation, and I'm inviting you to another hot topic. Today we are having a discussion about age discrimination. So join me as we start right after this.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position, mm-hmm. to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM,
Oyo mnangeshefa ne wahara kushivika oma akuro yo kupitira muhoriki radio station yo Eagle FM enya mukuru olongaha ningekwata fano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116 mamberewa konorahita tu natu bali o hetatu vatatu ne nola no natu nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM,
Mwakati korubede ro uwe undi, ora tienji o ikel FM ya lida era karai mbambe hinaraka. Tuahanasana chine ne o mahungi wenyando, o maihameno, o ruhode, no maunjiro. Na wina kukara no mapuri loo, uwavana ni wetu yoshiwana. Na wina kobe o kuhungira o hunga no mamu ino woye. Kukusha ora tienji o ikel FM ya ika onje komurungu, no mekuli siro yoshiwana. Matu hepa oru ya meto roye, mwishimbesho wina vivali, na imbi hedi ombili harukwao. Shimwe oma ongole wadombude no njibithiro, na wina inji on demokrasia ihe mwupranga wayo. Hinda ombatu yoye yodoranda esere, no i waeleta, omblu waeleta, po isi waeleta, konomu waranji. Onora, ohambonda to imwe, ombali, odonora mbali, oine, oimwe, odo ine mbali. Miyaro kona nombo nanjiru kwao, onora, ohambondatu, oimwe. Ombali, odonora mbali, oime, oimwe, odo ine mbali. Po hinda no EFT, po shita o stop order ko Ikel Media House. Kumbanga njiyo kamu TFNB, ombranch kwa utenji, ombali, ohambondatu, onora, oimwe, ohambombali, ombali, moshomise. Miyaro kona branch kwa utanjo, Wambali, ohambo ndatu, onora, oimwe, ohambo mbali, wambali, moshomise. Wakao namba kumuhitiza shimaliwa, oyonji. Ohambo umwe, odo mbali mbali, ohambo mbali, odo imwe mbali, odo onora ndatu, oine, ondatu. Onomora kumuhitiza shimaliwa kwa FNB, oyonji. Ohambo umwe, odo mbali mbali, ohambo mbali, odo imwe mbali, odo onora ndatu, oine, ondatu. Unguliza o emaila, po o nomora yoye, o show o referenza yoye.
Eagle FM, the eye.